Easter, Week 4, Saturday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Battle is o'er, hell's armies flee, raise we the cry of victory, with abounding joy resounding, Alleluia. Christ, who endured the shameful tree, our death triumphant welcome we, our adoring praise outpouring, Alleluia. On the third morn from death rose he, clothed with what light in heaven shall be, our unswerving, faith-deserving, Alleluia. Hell's gloomy gates yield up their key, paradise door thrown wide we see, never tiring be our quiring, Alleluia. Lord, by the stripes men laid on thee, grant us to live from death set free, this our greeting still repeating, Alleluia. O Lord, how great are your works, Alleluia. Psalm 91. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad, for the works of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes look in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, how great are your works! Alleluia! I will pour purifying water over you. Alleluia! A Canticle from Ezekiel 36. I will take you from the nations, and gather you from all the countries, and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will take out of your flesh the heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to observe my ordinances. You shall dwell in the land which I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will pour purifying water over you. Alleluia. All things are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Alleluia. Psalm 8. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth! Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little less than a god. With glory and honour you crowned him, gave him power over the work of your hands, put all things under his feet. all of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All things are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Alleluia. A reading from Romans 14. None of us lives for himself only, none of us dies for himself only. If we live, it is for the Lord that we live. If we die, it is for the Lord that we die. Whether we live or die, then, we belong to the Lord. For Christ died and rose to life in order to be the Lord of the living and of the dead. Responsory: The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the crown of unfading glory. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the crown of unfading glory. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, who has revealed to us the knowledge of everlasting life. Lord, may your resurrection enrich us with your grace. Eternal Shepherd, strengthen us for the coming day with the bread of your word. Nourish us with the bread of the Eucharist. Lord, may your resurrection enrich us with your grace. May your voice find a response in our hearts. Do not let your word be silenced by rejection or indifference. Lord, may your resurrection enrich us with your grace. You are at work in those who spread the gospel, confirming the truth of their message. Help us to manifest your resurrection by our way of living. Lord, may your resurrection enrich us with your grace. You yourself are the joy that can never be taken away. May we leave behind the sadness of sin and experience eternal life. Lord, may your resurrection enrich us with your grace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. All-powerful, ever-living God, keep the mystery of Easter alive in us always. You gave us a new birth in holy baptism. Give us the grace to bear much fruit, and bring us to the joys of eternal life. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.